Blog Talk Radio.
January and into February. So here are today's interesting births and events. Excuse me, I'm still with this bloody cold. In 1547, Henry VII became the first Tudor king. And on this date, the last male Tudor king, Edward, died. The first Russian Tsarina, 1693, Anna, her birthday. Norway was controlled by the Danes, but they got into a war, and Frederick VI lost Norway to Sweden. Norway only regained its independence after up to 1900. Also on this birthday, we had General George Pickett, the Southern Confederate Infantry General, who at Gettysburg led Pickett's charge across a open field, which had obstacles like fences, and the Confederate foot soldiers were slaughtered by the Union sharpshooters. Another general, Charles Gordon, known as Chinese, Gordon, was born in 1835. He was probably gay. He's brought up in their various books. Anyway, he was sent to Khartoum, which is part of that part of Africa, the Mali and all of that. Today, we're having these problems with these Islamists. And he was there to try to stiff up British resistance to the Mahdi and this whole British influence in that area. Anyway, he was killed at Khartoum. There's a famous movie starring Charlton Heston called Khartoum. It's very accurate. And Laurence Olivier played the Mahdi. Very good movie. Also, another African piece of history, Henry Stanley, who was an orphan. A lot of people don't know this. They think that he only went after Dr. David Livingstone. But prior to that time, he had been a correspondent in the American Civil War. A famous French balloon explorer and inventor, Auguste Piccard, born today. We also have great Polish pianist. His son, John Rubinstein, is a famous actor. Arthur was born in Poland. Arthur Rubinstein made many recordings. Lionel Crabb, I believe he was the commander who was a frogman who secretly tried to explore the hull of a Russian cruiser that had come to on a state visit to Britain with Bulganin and Khrushchev. There was a headless corpse that suddenly appeared in the water, and they didn't know who. They believe it was Crabb who was taken care of by the Russian Navy frogmen, but it's never been nailed down. And of course, the British keep their military secrets under seal for 50 years. Another British politician, I believe he was the Prime Minister, James Callaghan. He succeeded Harold Wilson, and he was known as Sonny Jim. Famous Jewish heritage or Jewish ethnic writer, Susan Sontag, the granddaughter of shipping magnate and husband of Jacqueline Kennedy, second husband, Aristotle Onassis' granddaughter, was born today. Among the deaths, we had Charlemagne, who defeated the first Muslim or Islamic invasion of Europe. He stopped him, I think, at Tours. And he's buried at Aachen, which is between France and Germany. He's also the founder of the Holy Roman Empire. Among the other deaths, Henry VIII, who was the father of the last male, Edward, who died at 16, and Mary, the daughter of Henry VIII and the Spanish queen, and then Elizabeth, they succeeded Edward, and that was the end of the Tudor dynasty in England. Francis Drake, who was about the time of Elizabeth, and also there's Drake's Bay here in Northern California, between Marin County and San Francisco County. Drake was a great explorer. On this date, the greatest of the Russian czars, Peter the Great, died after swimming to save a sailor in ice-cold, frigid water off of St. Petersburg, and he caught pneumonia. The guy who was known as the body snatcher of Edinburgh, now what they did to get corpses for medical dissection and education, they would have somebody steal freshly buried corpses. This guy's name was William Burke, and he was later hanged. Great Russian composer, Mikhail Ipolitov Ivanov, he's best known for the pop piece Caucasian Sketches. One of the last premieres or prime ministers of communist Czechoslovakia. That was before it became broken up into all these sections, Slovenia, Moldavia, and all of that. Anton Novotny, born, died today, on this date. And let's see, we had in 1980 the horrible Challenger explosion where the school teacher, Christopher McAuliffe, and others blew up on that January morning. The guy who started affordable housing for World War II returning veterans, William Leavitt, set up Leavittown in Pennsylvania. Among the events today, we had the Edict of Orléans, where the French Protestant Huguenots were discriminated against or prosecuted. Huguenots were the French Calvinists, and some of them got disgusted with so things were going on in France that they emigrated to the United States, and we have the most famous, the DuPont family in Delaware, and one of their descendants, Pierre DuPont, we have the same birthday. And he was governor of Delaware, and also the famous DuPont de Nemours company, which started the Huguenot DuPont, who emigrated here, set up this chemistry company. Also, New Rochelle, New York, was set up by settled by the French Huguenots. In 1613, Galileo didn't realize it, but he probably discovered Neptune. And those of you who have been to Singapore, there's a famous bar and hotel called Raffles. In 1819, Sir Stafford Raffles landed in Singapore, and it became a British colony. Let's see, who else today? We have Northwestern University and later Law School in 1851 was set up and funded by the Rockefellers. Also on this date, John Brown began planning to take over Harper's Ferry and free the slaves. In 1871, the Franco-Prussian War, Paris surrendered to Bismarck and the Germans. In 1878, the first telephone exchange was set up in, New Haven. And also, New Haven is the where Yale University is, and they had the first college newspaper. Carnegie Institute in 1902 was set up in Washington, D.C. In 1914, Beverly Hills, California was incorporated. In 1915, also, the U.S. Coast Guard was created out of the revenue cutters and life-saving Department of the Treasury. Their march is called Semper Paratus, always prepared. The first Jewish ethnic was appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court by President Woodrow Wilson, Louis D. Brandeis. The second one was the great Cardozo, who was appointed by President Herbert Hoover. Also in 1916, this is relevant today with this immigration controversy, President Wilson refused to deny immigration to illiterates, so they could come into the country even though they couldn't read and write. In 1918, Trotsky became the leader of the Reds, the communists in Russia. His grandnephew later became the editor of the old San Francisco Examiner. That was Phil Bronstein, who married a stone woman, who was his actress. And the first version of the Nazi Party was set up in 1923 in Munich. And in 1932, during the war between Japan and China, Japan occupied Shanghai, and that was supposed to be there was a lot of Europeans there in business and trade and all that professions, and those who had fled from Russia, and they sought shelter in the foreign consulate compounds. The Japanese behaved horribly. Among the other interesting birthdays today, or not birthdays, on this day, Klaus Fuchs died. He was the young German physicist who was part of that British-American-German-Russian communist spy ring that was out to steal and successfully stole the secrets of the atomic bomb. Kim Philby was one of the ringleaders. He was with MI5 and with the British Foreign Office. He had been in the Spanish Civil War, and he was probably modern history's most successful spy. Among the other people involved in this spy ring were Guy Burgess and Donald McLean. These guys were all gay or bisexual. On our shores, it was Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, although Ethel may have just typed up the secrets and not knowing what she was doing. Her brother, David Greenglass, worked at Los Alamos. He was convicted, and I think there was one other. It's an interesting trial that they had, And we'll get into that another day, how the Justice Department made this an all-Jewish ethnic prosecution. Quite interesting. We have an updated video with documentation of senior citizen women and the widows of veterans who lived in a San Francisco HUD-funded housing project, the Demoselin House, how they were abused by this guy, Antonio P. Garcia, the padrone of the Garcia crime family. It's a Filipino crime family that came here during the Marcos period, and through financial manipulations and all kinds of fraud, they took over this $1 million-a-year HUD-subsidized housing project and renamed it. And people who protested were harassed. Women were physically assaulted. One woman was maced. Another was harassed. And they set up a thing called, which was derogatory referred to as Motel 5. We'll talk about what that was all about. Quite interesting how these projects are used to make money on the side for the operators. And it's not only this particular project. We missed the great Wilhelm Furtwängler's birthday, but he stayed in Germany and conducted music and opera for Hitler and the Nazis. And it's another example of how music has been used as a propaganda weapon. And the United States people did it. Arturo Toscanini conducted the orchestras and the infamous Hymn of Nations. Now here is Furtwängler playing for the Nazis.
In einem Berliner Industriewerk. In einer Werkpause dirigiert Wilhelm Furtwängler das Berliner Philharmonische Orchester. Wir hören das Meistersingervorspiel von Richard Wagner.
Which is one of the greatest German operas, which, of course, Hitler and the Nazis liked and co-opted. Excuse me. And then, of course, Toscanini arranged the anthems of the Allies in a piece called The Hymn of Nations. The most notorious part of this one was the communist anthem called The Internationale, and I guess we should play this again to show that equal time. Here we go.
Thank you.
British national anthem, God Save the King at that time, the French, Le Marseillais, and this one, the Internationale, and of course, the Star Spangled Banner. And later, Toscanini regretted that, but that's who it was in those days. Now, we have coming up the how a HUD housing project was turned into a, what derisively was called Motel 5. Also, I neglected to mention that Kim Philby, Purchase, and McLean, when they were about to be exposed as Russian spies, fled to Moscow, and one of them has a major drinking party a problem. Kim Philby was honored as with the rank of colonel in the KGB, and he died. His wife remained, I think, in England, and also I think Donald McLean. Now, when I think it was Guy Burgess, when he was in the United States at the British Embassy in Washington, he used to get drunk, and when he was caught in an automobile by a Virginia state patrolman, he was with a black gay man, and it was quite a scandal, and the British ambassador ordered this guy, Burgess, to return back to England. But it's another example that many of the people who are involved in this type of espionage have a checkered sexual background. There's a question about a case that I've been working on along with other people, the Stevenary case, in which one of the jurors in the Kangaroo Court case, a woman named Miriam Motamed, is an Iranian lesbian who's involved in a nuclear program at the Livermore Lab here in California. She was part of the illegal rump jury that convicted Neri and sent him to state prison for 16 years to life. The question is, what is she surfaced in the gay, lesbian, transgendered marriage spectacle? And, you know, we don't even know if she's a U.S. citizen. You don't have to be a U.S. citizen to work in our nuclear programs. You know that? A lot of people don't know that. You also, in California, you don't have to be a U.S. citizen to practice law. There's a lot of strange things that are going on. I still have this code, so we're going to end with our usual politics and poker, which is what a lot of things are about these days. Excuse me. And I understand that doctors and dentists that I've talked to and other people who we're all going through this flu epidemic or whatever it is, are not getting the flu shot. They're riding it the storm out, as it were. And one of the reasons I don't get it anymore is because the times that I've had it, I was sicker. So I took different things, teas and a lot of vitamin C's, and various herbs, golden seal, echinacea, various things, and herbal teas to deal with it slower, but I felt it was safer and I didn't need all these chemicals. But we do need some politics and poker, and here we go.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise. Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the sound?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and polka, politics and polka, shuffle up and carve and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call the bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say. Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try like a Vanyashinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I hope I'll be over the rest of this call. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. We put up something, what's going on in A-Ashbury, a little humorous thing and some music, and also expose of how women are abused here in California and HUD-subsidized housing projects. Children have been raped. People have been shipped down for money, extortion. There's prostitution. And the authorities locally do nothing and ignore it. So we'll be back Wednesday. And have a safe good night. And I hope you escape the flu. Good night.